Okay. House Transportation meeting is called to order today at about 4 after 1. And let the record show that the following House House members are present today. And Johnson and Feige have excused absences. Pruitt, Munoz, Peterson, Gruenberg, and myself, Wilson, are present. And I'd like to recognize the staff. Nancy Hemingway is our House Recording Secretary over against the wall. And in the corner is Beth, our LIO monitor. And my committee aide is Becky Rooney. So before we start, please turn off your cell phones. And today we are going to be taking up 4 cell phone bills. And they have been introduced, House Bill 22, House Bill 35, House Bill 68, and House Bill 128. And my intentions are to look at these bills, and some of them have been incorporated into another bill already, but in the way that traditionally we do this is whichever bill was the first bill that was introduced, that's the main bill, and if we take some of the other aspects of some of these other bills and put it into the bill. So Representative Munoz, it's House Bill 22, so we will try to if the committee so desires to take portions of some of these other bills and put them into one bill. That's what our goal is, and we'll see how that works out today. In your packets, you have a letter from Representative Dugan, and he, in reference to his House Bill 35, and he has declined to present his bill today and requested that the members consider the points from his bill. And so I will read his letter into the record so that it's recorded. It says, Dear Representative Wilson, I understand the House Transportation Committee you chair will be taking up the issues of cell phone use while driving on March 1st. It was also brought to my attention that you offered to look at several cell phone related bills at the same time through Representative Munoz's House Bill 22. I appreciate the opportunity to present my own House Bill 35, but in the interest of time and efficiency, I will respectfully decline to do so. I would urge the committee to consider some of the merits of House Bill 35 as it deliberates on this important safety issue. The difference between the two bills is that House Bill 22 makes an exception for hands-free cell phone use, while my bill does not. Studies have shown that hands-free cell use is not sufficiently less distracting and that driving ability is still impaired. It is different than talking to a passenger in the car because it requires different thought processes and also because passengers are aware of changing road conditions. Again, I thank you for the opportunity to present, though I respectfully decline and hope the committee will pass a bill that best provides for safety for roadways. So because of that, we are not going to go into his bill specifically, but we are going to look at the information that we get, and we do have some information coming up before the committee today that will give us what the national results of different research has come up with so that we know and have that information at our fingertips. So also, Representative Gruenberg has worked with Representative Munoz's office to create a committee substitute, and we will hear that today. And Representative Gruenberg, would you like to say anything about that before we get into that?
Yeah. my bill was very similar to Representative Munoz's, although I did prefer her bill. I introduced the bill as it passed out of House Transportation in the last legislature, and it did not provide for a primary stop for the cell phone, and that was as a result of your amendment, as I recall, Representative Peterson. But I do prefer allowing it to be a primary stop, so I am not going to be offering my bill. We have a proposed committee substitute, and at some point, either Representative Munoz or I can offer this CS so that we have the latest version of House Bill 22 in front of you, the Bravo version, B version. But if anybody wishes to look at language that would not permit a primary stock, they can look at my bill. I would prefer that we allow a primary stock, but at least the text of everything is available, Madam Chair. And thank you very much for scheduling this stuff. This is a real priority with me, and for letting me basically put on the record that I don't plan to move my bill.
Okay, and Representative Gruenberg, would you like to move a version B?
Yeah. By the way, for the record, mine was House Bill 68. So, yeah, if that's okay with you. Okay. I would ask the members to look and see the blank CS for House Bill 22, which is Work Order 27 LS Lima Sierra 0155 / B as in Bravo, Luckhope 22411, and I move that we have that bill in front of us for House Bill 22 for the purposes of consideration.
Okay, and that bill is now before us for consideration. And so, Kendra, Representative Munoz, you're going to have Kendra.
Yes, Chair. Chair Wilson, sorry. Kendra Kloster, my Chief of Staff, is here to present the bill. Thank you.
Okay, Kendra, and if you would give your name and affiliation, just for the record.
Not a problem. Kendra Kloster, staff to Representative Kathy Munoz. Quick statement, as we've all kind of discussed already, House Bill 22 will prohibit the use of cell phones while driving a motor vehicle. This does have the hands-free ability in the bill, and the changes within the CS that we have worked with Representative Gruenberg includes a definition for emergency and hands-free, and that you'll see that there in the bill, and that this is a, and as Representative Gruenberg said, that this is a primary offense. There are a couple studies out which I have put in your packet, which one by the University of Utah published a study showing that motorists who are using cell phones are impaired as drunk drivers. In addition, there was also another report put out by the Alaska Highway Safety where they're saying that 61% of people in Alaska are talking on their cell phones. So this is a highly used practice by a number of people, and I've talked with people in the building and on the street, and they say, oh, you know, we love to use our cell phone while driving, but I agree that this definitely needs to be stopped. There's also a report in your packet which will show you the different states and what they have been doing. 9 states and D.C. have imposed statewide bans on using cell phones. 19 states and District of Columbia has prohibited use of cell phone while operating a school bus. 28 states and District of Columbia prohibit novice drivers, which is usually defined as 18 or younger. And 30 states and District of Columbia, including Alaska, have banned texting while driving. And just a couple other points I wanted to make. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, I have a kind of a number of different facts that I put in there in your packet as well. 20% of injury crashes in 2009 involved in reports of distracted driving. Of those killed in distracted related crashes, 995 involved a report of cell phone as the distraction. So, and I will be available to answer any questions, and Cindy Cashin is also here from the Highway Safety Office, and I know she had sent some information as well, which was very interesting, and we got a chance to read through the 224-page report. I did not, but I did get an opportunity to read through parts of that. So.
Okay. Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If the members would look at the original House Bill 22, Section 2 had an effective date of July 1, 2011, and at my request that was taken out of the CS, but the reason was just more of a political reason, so we didn't need to have the extra votes if necessary, although I don't know that that would be a problem. The real question I have, and I would like the folks from the administration to answer this, is since this was, it started at the beginning of the fiscal year, July 1, 2011, or could be any date, the question is, would the administration like an effective date, and if so, what? And so, I mean, I don't have any problem with putting it back in if they wish it for administrative convenience. Thank you.
Okay. Seeing no other questions, thank you, Kendra.
Thank you.
And we'll have the department come up and testify. And I know DOT Highway Safety, Department of Public Safety, and Department of Law all have fiscal notes. So anyway, Cindy, we ever since I've been up here, I've seen you, it's always been having something to do with driving. So you're now working right within the department, and could you give us some information that are facts about nationwide facts that you've collected?
I would be happy to, Representative Wilson. Good afternoon. My name is Cindy Cashin. I am the governor's representative on highway safety and the administrator for the Alaska Highway Safety Office, which is located in the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. My office administers federal funding to data-driven, effective programs that encourage safe driving behavior. It is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's policy on cellular phone use while driving that it is a primary responsibility of the driver to operate a motor vehicle safely. The task of driving requires full attention and focus, and since cell phone use can distract drivers from this task, risking harm to themselves and others, the safest course of action is to refrain from using a cell phone while driving. NHTSA research shows that driving while using a cell phone can pose a serious cognitive distraction and degrade driver performance. NHTSA estimates that driver distraction from all sources contributes to 25% of all police-reported traffic crashes. 10 years ago, that number was only 15%. According to NHTSA data, drivers using handheld cell phones at any given moment have increased from 4% in 2002 to 6% in 2008. And according to the Governor's Highway Safety Association, drivers visibly manipulating electronic devices such as texting at any given moment has more than doubled from 0.04% to 1%. Now, on the question of hands-held or hands-free, the NHTSA and Virginia Tech 100-car naturalistic study indicates that whether it's a hands-free or handheld cell phone, the cognitive distraction is significant enough to degrade a driver's performance and cause the driver to miss key visual and audio cues needed to avoid a crash. The results showed that manual dialing was about as distracting as grooming or eating, but less distracting than reading or changing CDs. The number of crashes and near crashes attributable to dialing is nearly identical to the number associated with talking or listening. And I have some statistics from NHTSA, the national statistics. In 2009, there were 30,797 fatal crashes in Alaska, which involved 45,230 drivers. And in those crashes, 33,808 people died. Of those people, 5,474 people involved driver distraction, or 16% of the total fatalities. The portion of drivers reportedly distracted at the time of the fatal crashes increased from 7% in 2005 to 11% in the under 20 age group. It's that age group that we see the significant cell phone numbers of crashes increasing. The age group with the next greatest proportion of distracted drivers was the 20 to 29-year-old age group, which is 13%. Light truck drivers and motorcyclists had the greatest percentage of total drivers reported as distracted at the time of the crash. That's 12% for light truck drivers and 12% for motorcyclists. Bus drivers had the lowest percentage. And for Alaska statistics, and as some of you are aware, our numbers for cell phone related crashes are low given the type of motor vehicle crash report that law enforcement officers are required to fill out. And I have a copy of the crash report form if you wanted to see why it's difficult for law enforcement officers to fill out. And it's because they're limited to the number of human consequences. There's 27, and only 2 can be checked off. And so you're going to be checking off failure to yield, missing a stop sign, running into the back of a car, as opposed to cell phone usage. We're working on changing that, though. This year we've already formed a subcommittee, and we're going to be looking at cell phone usage and including handheld and hands-free and texting. So for Alaska statistics, between 2002 and 2008, there were a total of 89,770 motor vehicle crashes in Alaska. Of those motor vehicle crashes, 399 of them involved a cell phone use. 224 crashes involving cell phone use resulted in property damage only. 155 of those crashes resulted in minor injuries. 19 crashes resulted in major injuries, and 1 crash was fatal. And again, this is based on the law enforcement officer's ability to fill out the crash form. Now, 142 of these crashes were involved a driver between the ages of 16 and 20. That's 36%. So that's a significant number. So in response to public concerns, with the limited amount of state data, but the wide amount of national data we have available, the Alaska Highway Safety Office administered federal funding to create and air television and radio ads across the state to discourage distracted driving, including the use of cell phones. And I'm available to answer any questions or provide additional data and research if you'd like.
Representative Pruitt.
Would you happen to have any information on accidents that have taken place while people were utilizing or manipulating their radio?
Through the chair, Representative Pruitt, we would with fatalities.
Okay.
And it's, I don't know if we have any, but we could check that. But only through fatalities. I don't know if we'd be able to have the data on crashes that just resulted in property damage or injury.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Representative Munoz.
Thank you. Based on that testimony, Cindy, you said that the officer stopping or assessing an accident is limited to the criteria that can be used in determining the cause of the accident. If that criteria were broadened, how might you think that would change the actual, I mean, the information that we have that would give a more accurate picture of what's happening?
Through the chair, Representative Munoz, I believe it would change the picture. We'd be able to collect far more extensive data about cell phone usage in Alaska. Right now, it's difficult to use the crash form the way it's written. And so what we're working on is to make it, to increase the amount of data that we collect while at the same time making it easier for law enforcement officers to fill out.
Okay.
Follow-up, Representative Munoz?
Thank you. So currently we know that cell phone use is implicated in a percentage of accidents and can lead to a fatal, it has led to fatal accidents in Alaska. If we had information that was more thorough, is it your feeling that the data would show that cell phones are actually implicated in many more accidents than are actually being reported?
Through the chair, Representative Munoz, yes.
Thank you.
And I'm very glad to hear that the department is going to change that form, because I think that's a really good idea. And I know that that's costly also, but I'm glad that it's going to be changed. Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was going to talk a little bit about that form as well, because we had testimony from Cindy last year, and she said they were hoping to change the form last year, and so obviously it's still in the stages of development and getting the form changed. And So, and I'm sure there's some expense involved in that, but gathering that data, I think, would be of good use for the state. And I have another question.
Follow-up, Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Now, some vehicles that come out nowadays have got the device where the person is someone, a computer voice is giving you directions all the time. I forget what the exact term for that device is. Has anyone done any studies to show whether that has causing accidents? Is that a distraction? I just happened to think of that because I actually was riding with someone when that person was talking to us, and it was very distracting to me because the directions they were giving were actually not very good. So.
Through the chair, Representative Peterson, that's relatively new technology that I believe was not included in the NHTSA 100 car naturalistic study. It's a distraction is a distraction, but I don't believe it was one that was looked at in the study. So at this time, I wouldn't be able to provide you with information on that. However, I can go back and see what I do have on it as far as other studies done by other states and what NHTSA has between this year and last year.
Okay. If I remember right, and I was reading one of these, and I can't remember which one it was, but it made the comment that just talking to someone in the car, because both of you are kind of watching the road also, that took a different thinking process than when you're talking to someone on the phone, because it's a whole different process of thinking, and so you don't always catch some of the things that you normally would catch if you were just talking to someone. Is that correct?
Representative Wilson, I would need to look at the naturalistic study. It's pretty fascinating as far as the various levels of concern, of danger. And so whether it's putting on your lipstick or looking in the rearview mirror, listening to music, listening to a radio, they're all different levels of distraction. And there's a table in the study that allows you to compare the different types of distraction. So I could look at that and let you know. Okay. Is that all right?
Yeah, that would be fine. Representative Grunberg.
Thank you, Chair. Ms. Cashin, I'm going to ask you a question. And you may not be the. Do we have anybody from law on the witness list today? Otherwise, I'll use you.
No.
Okay. Well, do you have a copy of the text of the bill?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'd like the members to take a look. Line 5, page 1. The use of the term driving, and I'm going to ask a leading question, if I may. That prohibits the use of a cell phone when driving, moving, when the vehicle is moving or stopped at a stop sign or something. It does not prohibit talking on the cell phone when you've just turned on the radio or something like that. Is that not correct? I just want the record to reflect that.
Through the chair, Representative Grunberg, I don't know if I have the authority to speak to that on behalf of Department of Law.
I'll ask somebody else. Sorry. But if we have anybody else, otherwise I put on the record that it's my understanding the use of the term driving is a technical term, means when you're operating, not just turning on the car and with the heater on. There's a difference between driving and operating, but this is the vehicle is in the process of moving.
Okay.
Thank you.
Becky? Could you see if you could get someone from the Department of Law online?
I just want that to be very clear for the record. Thank you.
Representative Peterson
has a question. Representative Peterson, you have a question?
Thank you. Now, this actually may be not be a question for Cindy, maybe for the sponsor. So Representative Grunberg's question made me think that so it would be legal for someone to talk on a cell phone as long as they weren't moving? The engine could be running, but they aren't moving. Do we need to,
Madam Chair,
define that in this bill or anything? Or
may I,
Representative Grunberg?
There's a body of law on that deals with DUIs and stuff like that. And the answer to your question is, under this language, if you were simply sitting by the side of the road, listening to the radio, or just keeping the heater on or something like that, you would not violate the law. You would have to be in the process of moving the vehicle. I mean, you could be stopped at a stoplight. That's still prohibited. But as long as you're in the process of moving, if the car were in park or something like that, and then you turned on the cell phone and then you turned it off before you took the car out of gear, you'd be okay. That's my understanding. Is that Representative Munoz?
Let the record show that Representative Munoz is showing, is shaking her head yes.
No, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, anyone else have any questions? Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
Representative Pruitt?
Do you mind if I ask, we didn't talk about, I know Representative Gardner has one as well, that's just related to minors. Do we know what her feeling is?
We have her staff.
I see we have her staff here.
So, Randy Spray, intern for Representative Gardner. Can you repeat the question?
Just basically, what does her bill say about the about teenagers not using the cell phone at all? Isn't that what her bill says?
Yes, it prohibits everyone under the age of 18 from using their cell phone while driving.
Do you want to introduce yourself and say your name?
Randy Spray.
Representative Pruitt, would you like to ask her a question?
When we went through in the beginning, we covered all the other bills, and hers is the only one that we didn't touch. So I was just trying to make sure that as hers the only one we didn't discuss, I wanted to just know her thoughts on it, why she had initially put in one for minors only, and then how she feels about going with one that prohibits it overall.
So. And I had planned to go into that at the end, but I think this is a good time to hear it, or to talk about it, so that we'll know if we want to roll it into this bill or not. So if you want to just state the facts of the bill and why she just limited to teenagers.
Okay. So as I said, this bill prohibits anyone under the age of 18 from using their cell phone while driving. It makes it a secondary offense, so they'd have to be pulled over for another infraction in order to be cited. The reason Representative Gardner introduced this bill specifically about minors is because they are the most at risk from using their cell phone while driving. The statistics show that motor vehicle crashes are the number one cause of death for teenagers. In Alaska, motor vehicle crashes are the number two cause of injuries requiring hospitalization. 16 to 17-year-old drivers have the highest fatality rate in car crashes, and in the statistics about crashes involving cell phone use in Alaska, 36% of those crashes involved a driver aged 16 to 20, while those drivers are only 7.4% of Alaska drivers in general. And so Representative Gardner introduced this bill because it targets those most at risk and teaches teens proper driving habits by saying, "This is a law, not just good advice."
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for her? Uh-huh. Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's been quite a long time since I've been a teenager. And you've been a teenager just a few years ago. And so I'd like your opinion on what do you think the younger population that would be involved in legislation that you just spoke about, how do you think they would feel about a law like that?
Through the chair, Representative Peterson, I don't think many minors will like this bill, but as someone who was recently a minor, I can see the use for it. There are many friends who I've driven with who, you know, they are inexperienced and they are. It's kind of a little scary sometimes driving with them, and to have them then use their cell phones, I was scared driving with them, so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Groenberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You've done a good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Representative.
I don't know if we put on the record, but Representative Gardner's bill is House Bill 128, for the record.
Pardon, I'm sorry. What did you just say?
I just put on the record it was House Bill 128.
Okay, yeah. All right. Any other questions from the committee? I think we have people that are would like to testify, so let's Alfred McKinley.
Like the Buckton?
Yep. Would you please come forward and give us your testimony? And your card says you're from Grand Camp, Alaska Native Brotherhood?
Yes.
The A and B Executive Committee?
Yes.
Okay.
For life.
Okay. If you would like to give us your testimony, go ahead.
Yes.
State your name.
Yeah. Okay. Madam Chair, Executive Committee, I mean members of the committee. My name is Alfred McKinley Sr. I'm a resident of Juneau, Alaska. And I'd like to testify on the cell phone. The reason why I wanted to testify, because my brother-in-law got killed here in Juneau, John Hope, and my sister got hurt very badly. So I support the bill because of that, you know. I don't want to see anybody get killed some more because of the cell phone. Well, what I'd like to testify on is I think it should include those individuals that are riding the bicycle as well, and also the pedestrians. Pedestrians actually, when they're walking, I guess I'll put mine on right here. When they're walking down the street, while they're walking, all of a sudden they'll just step out right into the traffic without looking. And I slam my brakes out. When I slam my brakes out, it's only a few inches more, I'd hit them. And then they give me dirty looks, like it's my fault. But because it's a white marker marked for pedestrians to walk, they think they have the right of way. Like I stand just a little ways from here when I'm going down the hill. Sometimes I can't stop because of snow. In the meantime, they just step right in front of me. And I'm really scared the heck out of me. So that's the reason why I want to analyze and look into that as well, especially the bicycles during the summer. That's my testimony as far as this bill. It's a good bill. And when I get a call on this phone, I pick it up, I tell them, I'll drive it, I'll talk to you later, put it down. And I just don't get carried away like I have it over here, my ear. It's really hard to do sometimes. Sometimes I get a call while I'm in Seattle, but when I'm driving on Interstate 5. at the calls from Juneau, Alaska. I mean, that's how far it goes, you know, these things here.
Yeah.
And it's kind of dangerous to, especially when you're driving in Seattle, you know, Interstate 5. But that's some of the things that I'd like to bring to your attention as lawmakers to look into and analyze the problem that we have with cell phone. It's a good thing that was developed, but it's also an enemy for the people, and especially when my brother-in-law, John Hope, is no longer here. He's buried over here in the cemetery. And that's one thing that I'd like to legislators look into.
Now, Alfred, do you know that if we pass this bill, you won't be able to answer your phone even? You'll just have to let it ring if you're driving.
I have no problem with that.
Okay. All right, thank you. Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So you didn't mention whether the accident that killed your, was it your son-in-law, your brother-in-law?
My brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law?
He's also an executive committee member just like me.
You didn't mention whether the person that caused that accident was using their cell phone.
Yes, he was using his cell phone, and it was hard to prove or substantiate that he was drinking as well. They couldn't prove that, but he was drinking.
But he did have a cell phone he was using.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Representative Groomberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sir, is it Mr. McKenna?
McKinley.
Oh, McKinley.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't hear very well. Mr. McKinley, your testimony was extremely important for a reason that I want to be sure that everybody else understood. For the first time, you put your finger on something that nobody else in all the hearings we've had on this has ever mentioned, and that is bicycles. Bicycle operation in the winter is a very risky operation.
Yes.
Here in this state. And no, as far as pedestrians, I'm not going to go there. People can walk, and I'm not going to deal with that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But for the use of bicycles, where you've got to control your balance and you've got your handlebar, I think, and at some point, Madam Chair, I would like to maybe call back Ms. Cashin and anybody else to see about making the operation of these cell phones while you're using a bicycle too. I think that's extremely risky, and I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes.
But you would like to see this expanded for bicycles too,
yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I'd like it addendum to the bill, you know, if they could word it in such a way that you guys are lawyers, you know, so I'm just a accountant, that's all.
He is.
I'm a lawyer.
I got my degree in accounting, you know, so.
So at the appropriate time, I would like to explore that with the chair's permission. And I'm surprised nobody has ever mentioned that before, but, boy, that seems to me a good suggestion. I'm not trying to over-regulate people,
yes.
But bicycles are difficult enough. Thank you, sir. Thank you,
right.
Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much for testifying.
Oh, right. Keep up the good job.
Thank you.
Right.
And we do now have Jerry Lackoff here from Ledge Legal. Thank you very much for coming over. We really appreciate it. And Representative Groomberg had a question earlier. And
If I may, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Mr. Lackoff, I guess you need to put your name on the record.
For the record, my name is Jerry Lackoff, Assistant Revisor of Statutes for the Alaska Legislature.
Madam Chair. First of all, thank you for your good work. As
Representative
always.
Groomberg.
Two questions. The use of the term driving, that will prohibit the use of cell phones when the vehicle is moving or stopped at a stoplight or something. It wouldn't prohibit it if it's in park and you're listening to the radio or something. Isn't that correct?
Through the chair, Representative Groomberg, that's the reason I use driving here instead of operating. We use the broader term of operating a vehicle to designate someone that's in control of the vehicle. And so for drunk driving purposes, if you have the keys in your pocket, you're asleep in the car or something like that, you're still considered to be in control of the vehicle. You can be convicted of operating a motor vehicle. Driving, it's considered actively driving the vehicle. And so that's why I use a different term to imply a different result.
I have gotten a phone call and pulled over to find out who was calling me and call them back and then continue on. So that would make it okay for me while I'm just sitting there and the motor is idling.
Madam Chair, that was the point. That was why I used driving, so that someone pulled over. If you're not actively driving the vehicle, I think it'd be clearer if you pulled over and put the car in the park or something like that, and so you weren't distracted or something. You would clearly, in my mind, as the drafter, not be subject to a penalty under this section.
Okay. Representative Groomberg, follow up,
please. Yeah. Secondly, Representative Peterson and I were talking a minute ago. The use of the term motor vehicle on line 5, that would include motor cycles and motor scooters and stuff as well, right?
Through the chair, Representative Groomberg, yes, the definition of motor vehicles in 2890-990 and includes it's number 16 It means a vehicle which is self-propelled, except a vehicle moved by human or animal power. So it would not include a bicycle or carriages you have up in Anchorage that are pulled by horses.
Okay.
So if I may, so if we were to, we've had a testimony from Mr. McKinley here a minute ago about bicycles. If we wish to include, if the committee wished to include bicycles, we would have to have an amendment that conceptually would say, when driving a motorist vehicle or bicycle. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Representative Grudenberg, yes, we would need to add bicycles there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Or also any other human-powered vehicle like that, if you wanted to add those other things. We've got special, there's a regulation on unicycles and when you can ride unicycles in Alaska. There actually is that restricts the use of unicycles in certain areas of town with other vehicles around. But you would probably want it, if we, depending upon how far you want to go, bicycles would be one thing, and then you could add to that any human power device or something.
So,
Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So we could actually add a skateboard, for example. I don't know if I've seen anyone riding a skateboard talking on a cell phone, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happens.
That would be human powered. We could do it conceptually, and then you'd come up with the term.
Yeah, through the chair, Representative Grudenberg and Representative Peterson. I guess technically a skateboard could be a vehicle. I wouldn't normally think of it, but also you can't ride a skateboard on a highway, and a vehicular way or area, I guess it would be possible that there could be provisions that would allow riding a skateboard in those areas, but I haven't usually thought of a skateboard as being a vehicle, so I'd have to think about that one a little.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Representative Pruitt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Please clarify for the record, I want to make sure that we've got this motor vehicle. It includes things that are not necessarily on the road as well, so four-wheelers, snow machines, boats.
Those are, through the chair, Representative Pruitt, four-wheelers, snow machines are motor vehicles. A boat is a motor vehicle, but we have a separate provision. We usually deal with boats separately. Again, you can't operate a boat on a highway or a vehicular way or area, so they would not be included under this. If you wanted to deal with boats, then I'd have to probably be adding another provision somewhere else.
Okay. Riding lawnmowers?
Follow up, Representative Brooke.
Riding lawnmowers?
Through the chair, Representative Pruitt, riding a lawnmower is a motor vehicle. We have had people convicted of drunk driving on a riding lawnmower in Alaska.
I know.
So that has happened before.
I would imagine that in a four-wheeler or a snowmobile or a lawnmower would be too loud to be able to hear on the phone. So I would imagine we wouldn't have to deal with that because I wouldn't be able to hear. Maybe some people could, but it'd be pretty hard to hear, even that it was ringing probably. But that's what I'm thinking, that they're probably not normally going to be having somebody on a cell phone. Representative Pruitt,
I'll step in, and I've had people answer their plane while they were flying airplanes, or answer their phone while flying airplanes, so I don't know that that's necessarily the case. They can still answer it with certain noise around, so just something to throw out there.
Okay. All right. Representative Grudenberg.
Madam Chair, with the Chair's permission, we have not yet started to do work session on this bill. And if we're going to do that today, I'd ask Mr. Luckup if he could stick around for a few minutes to be sure that we get the benefit of his thinking and he knows exactly what we're thinking when we have that discussion.
And I also want to make the comment that Annie Carpinetti came over from the Department of Law If you'd like to come forward, and do you have anything to add to any of this? You've heard some of it.
I just came because I was asked, and I'm happy to answer questions if you have them.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions they'd like to ask?
Madam Chair.
Representative Grumman.
Just if she could stick around for a few minutes, too, in case when we're dealing with this, there are any questions that we get both of the lawyers' opinions. I know it's up to you.
Well, I know they're busy, too, and so I...
I'll withdraw that.
If you don't mind waiting for like the next 15 minutes at least, and I'll let the members here be really thinking on if there's any questions that you're thinking of adding to the bill or anything that you might want to ask them. But I don't want to detain them for an hour.
Just for the record, I never would have thought of bicycles. So, you know, but it's nothing I have else in mind.
All right. Is there anyone online that would like to testify? I've got some people, but most of them are just for questions. Is there anyone online that would like to make some comments that would add to our discussion? Hearing none. Is there anyone else in the room that would like to testify? Okay. Then what I'm going to do, I'm not going to close testimony. We are going to move this out today because we need to work on it. And so we will kind of work and throw around some thoughts on this a little bit. But I don't want to close testimony because as people listen and we get working out another committee substitute for, hopefully we'll have something by next week to throw out. Are there any other comments that the committee would like to make so that we have, so that I have an idea and of what you would like to include in the bill, what your thoughts of are not including in the bill, so that we have that, so that we can work on that. And by next, we aren't going to have a meeting on Thursday because of the energy conference. Most of the legislators are going to be gone. And so we will be meeting again next week for the next Tuesday for the transportation bills, and that'll be on the 8th. If we can have this done by then, I would like to bring it up again. So, Representative Grumberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill has three committees of referral, and I'm concerned, since this is only the first, and then it goes to the Senate, I would be willing, if the chair is willing, not to offer any amendments today and to do it in the next committee on the bicycle or whatever anybody wants to. But otherwise, just conceptually, I think that we could ask, I'd like to include bicycles and I don't know if you wanted snow machines, but those are also already in the bill because it's motor vehicle. I would say that the conceptual thing that I would offer, and this is Mr. Lockhopter, Ms. Carpinetti can massage this, bicycle and human-driven vehicles, because that would include unicycles and that sort of a thing. I'd be prepared to offer that conceptual amendment or move it out and I would commit that if we did it in judiciary, I would, quote, bicycle the amendment to all the members of this committee to make certain that they were absolutely okay with it. But I'm just, and I normally wouldn't say that, but three committees and two houses, I'm afraid we'd never get it through if we don't take some steps.
I do have a concern about that, and the main reason I have a concern about it is because this is going to be affecting all of our constituents, and we haven't heard from but one. Right. And so I feel uncomfortable moving it. At least I want to give the public one more opportunity, because I know, I think we probably have all experienced in some form or another that, you know, I've been lifted up the phone to answer it or something, and then I adjusted my driving real quick because there was a little bit of I swerved a little bit or something, and I think it's really needed. But I really also realize that I think that we'll have a lot of people out there that are not going to be happy about this. And so I don't want them to think that we railroaded this through without giving them a chance to testify.
Okay.
And I think the facts are pretty clear. I think we have some other things to think about, because how do we handle truck drivers, people that need to really work? I mean, that's part of their job, and they have to get answers from dispatch or something like that. So we need to think this over carefully so that we know for sure how we're going to deal with that.
On that point,
Representative Grunberg.
I have been working and was working extensively with the Alaska Truckers Association over the interim, and I'd like to put it on the record that we had a meeting with Mr. Aves Thompson and several members, team members from the Truckers Association over the interim. And the federal government has promulgated proposed regulations by the Department of Transportation that will ban all cell phone use in commercial trucking operations. Secretary LaHood's in the process. And it's very voluminous. And so the truckers agreed, and I agreed, if it's okay with the committee, that we would not change this to deal with that at all, because this will be superseded by the federal regulations.
Okay. Thank you. That'll make it a little bit more easier. Representative Peterson.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Along those lines, then, many truckers do not necessarily always use a cell phone. They're using, still some of them, CB radios, and that's not mentioned in this bill. So this bill would have no effect on truckers that are using CB radios to stay in contact with their office or other truckers. Is that correct? Am I reading that correctly? All right. Just wanted to make sure.
The record should reflect.
I'm looking out in the audience, and the Department of Transportation is shaking their head. The Department of Law is shaking their head, yes. So so we do have yeses out there in the audience. Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I also do think we need to have a discussion about whether we want to make this a primary offense or a secondary offense, meaning can they be stopped just for using a cell phone if they weren't committing some other driving misdemeanor or that there was some sort of reason for them to have been pulled over other than just talking on the phone. And I know the physical note was zero from the state troopers, and hearing the statistics about the number of people that actually talk on their phone while driving, I don't see how we could possibly pull that many people over and not have need additional officers to handle the caseload. And then there's always the idea that it might be selectively enforced because they realize they can't pull every single person they see over for talking on the cell phone, because that would be all they would get done probably. And so that would put them in a situation where they would only be pulling someone over if they suspected them of maybe doing something else, or someone they had seen and suspected of doing something else and was talking on a cell phone, they might use that for an excuse to pull them over, and that could be seen as creating selective enforcement. So, I mean, there's several issues I think we still need to talk about.
Well, my feelings are very strong on this, and if we don't think this is strong enough to make it a primary offense, then we shouldn't be putting it into law. A law is a law. And we shouldn't try to get around it by saying, oh, that's only secondary if they can be picked up. If it's important enough for us to make a law, then it should be a primary offense. That's my feelings. I don't know how the rest of you feel about it. Representative Munoz, we're talking about whether it would be a primary offense or a secondary reason to be able to pull someone over. Any other comments? We're trying to pull comments together so that we can next Tuesday hear the bill again and take more public testimony.
We do it on Tuesday.
That's
great. I was thinking we were having to do it even on Thursday.
No, I think that we can try to do it on Tuesday.
Thank you. I feel much better. And now, I
will... Representative Grunberg?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would assume if you're going to offer an amendment or anything on the secondary stop or anything, you've got language here or something. I'm not going to go there because I agree with the chair on that. But on the bicycle amendment, I would work with Mr. Luckup to craft something that would be broader than bicycle but human power thing. Does anybody want to give me any other different instructions or to come up with several? But otherwise, I'll come up with something that would be along those lines, a unicycle and everything. You weren't here when they were talking.
Yeah, through the chair.
Representative Mignot.
The issue of bicycle amendment, if you could explain, would be helpful to me.
Yes.
Because I didn't have the benefit of getting that discussion.
We have a gentleman in the room that made the comment that he thought bicycles would be good because when they're, he has had an experience where someone was talking on the phone with a bicycle and riding a bicycle at the same time and rode right out in front of him and he almost couldn't stop. And that was very scary for him. And, you know, it's not always the people in the car that get hurt when someone is using, because other people can get hurt just because they're not paying as much attention. But a bicycle rider, not only are they balancing with one hand now instead of two, they're talking on the phone, and so they're not maybe not paying attention to their surroundings as much as they should. So his comments were to add bicycle onto this. How do you feel about that, Representative Munoz?
Well, I would have to give it some thought, but my primary focus, of course, is with drivers and automobiles, and I'm not sure if I'd want to extend beyond non-motorized vehicles. We need to have more discussion.
I will talk to you.
Okay.
Representative Guttenberg.
Grunberg.
Through the chair.
Yes, if you'd like to make a comment.
What I'll do is talk to the sponsor of the bill and see what she wants to do. And then I'll come up with something and maybe several some things. So depending on what you want to do. But try to have the drafting choices so that I'll take that out of the way for the. I mean, I'll take that responsibility.
And is there any other thoughts that want to be added to this conversation right now so that when we come up with amendments for next week, or maybe we can even come up with a committee substitute. So let's kind of do some talking right now so that we can kind of get this out in the open and really discuss it. Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would think if we are going to be implementing a law that would have an effect on a large number of people in the state of Alaska, as this bill would, that we would need to have some sort of plan to communicate with the population so they were aware that the law was going to be changing and when it was going to be changing and what exactly they were required to do to not be afoul of the law. Mm-hmm. And because people are so busy nowadays, it's hard for them to keep track of what we're doing way down here in Juneau that may have a big effect on them, especially if they happen to get pulled over and get a ticket that's going to cost them $100 or so. And so I just think it's important that we make sure we communicate.
That's a good point. Representative Grunberg?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was wondering, and maybe we could, and I'd like to get back also to this education question and then also to the effective date, and maybe we could have either, I guess, Ms. Cashin coming up, if she could come back to the table, Madam Chair.
Representative Cindy Cashin, would you come forward? Representative Grunberg, you had a question for her?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm glad Representative Peterson brought that up because I have thought about that too, whether we need to have in here or I guess it'd have to be in a temporary provision, some an education component. Mm-hmm. I think that is a really good idea, and I had never thought about that. And I'm wondering the department's comments on that and what it would take. Maybe this is something you want to think about between now and next Tuesday, that we could have something ready to go with it.
Through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, distracted driving is already one of the highway safety office's top priorities. And we have already implemented distracted driving television and radio ads in our statewide media campaign. And so it would not be an additional cost to take it up to, say, a phase two or three level of education with distracted driving. For example, right now we have a broad message, distracted driving is distracted driving. Don't put on your lipstick, don't open your cell phone, and, you know, don't look in the back of your car while you're driving. What we would do is move it up to focus on cell phone usage, which would be, you know, whatever the law was passed, whether it was hands-held or hands-free or both. And then we would include in that a message of when the law became effective. And we would do a saturation, usually a month before the law became effective, 2 weeks to 4 weeks after the law became effective. And then we would take that and put it into rotation so that it would still be continuously seen. And then about once a year, once every 2 years, we tweak it where we make it interesting so you're not looking at the same ad year after year after year.
Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, Ms. Cashin, so you wouldn't need to have anything else in the bill on it?
No.
Okay, the second question.
Representative Gruenberg, follow-up.
Thank you. Follow-up, please. On the effective date, do you need to have an effective date, or is it okay the way it is?
Through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, it makes no difference to my office. That's just not an issue. We already have distracted driving as a priority. We already put the ads out there. We're going to be following the bill. So when it became effective is when we would include the dates of showing the ads.
Madam Chair, may I follow up, please?
Follow up, Representative Gruenberg.
Ms. Cashin, do you or do we need to check with public safety to see if they would want to have an effective date? Are you okay with that? Do you want to talk to them? How do you want to handle that?
Through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, we work closely, the Department of Transportation works closely with the Department of Public Safety through education and enforcement efforts. We don't discuss effective dates of bills. That's only when we're planning our ads do we look at the effective date of the bill. For example, the child booster seat bill, when the law became effective, was when we planned the showing of the booster seat television and radio ads a month before the law became effective and a month after. We saturated the state with them.
May I follow up?
Follow up, Representative Gruenberg.
So I'm trying to figure out whether we need to talk to public safety. We do. Okay. So I think somebody needs to.
Okay, Representative Gruenberg, I see that Representative Munoz is making
I assume
comment.
You'll be doing that. Yes. Okay, great. I don't have to worry about that. Thanks.
Any other comments? Representative Pruitt.
Yeah, but before you leave, I just want to clarify. You mentioned something that the distracted driving is cell phone usage classified as distracted driving at this point in time?
Through the chair, Representative Pruitt, yes, it is.
Okay. And what would quantify,
follow up.
What would quantify someone getting pulled over for it?
Through the chair, Representative Pruitt, you mean what would it take for a law enforcement officer to pull someone over?
Right. I'm sure if they saw someone, you know, putting their clothes on, they'd probably pull them over for distracted driving.
Through the chair, Representative Pruitt, I believe Captain Brinke is online and could answer that.
Okay. Captain Brinke, are you still online?
Good afternoon. This is Captain Brinke.
Okay. And could you give us your name and affiliation, and then did you hear the question?
I believe so, Chairman Wilson. My name is Captain Hans Brinke. I'm the commander of the Bureau of Highway Patrol with the Alaska State Troopers and the Department of Public Safety. And through the chair, Representative Pruitt, if I understand the question correctly, was what would we need to do to pull an individual over for talking on a cell phone? Pretty much that would be the crux of the whole issue, is if we see them doing it and it's not one of the accepted practices on the cell phone, we would be able to just initiate a traffic stop as soon as we see it.
Okay, thank you. Did that answer your question,
well,
Representative Pruitt?
What would an accepted practice be?
Through the chair, Representative Pruitt, we've got listed in one of the other statutes that we specifically talk about accepted uses of cell phones. One would be as a global positioning device, which are also placed on some of the smartphones, map systems that are on there. So those are some of the exceptions that are allowed currently. And we wouldn't be able to specifically tell. I have, in some circumstances, seen people in their vehicles as I'm driving by them, observed them, what it looked like they were manipulating their cell phone. But when I did initiate a traffic stop to talk with the individual about proper behaviors, they were indicating that they were using the global positioning device on their cell. So that was an accepted practice.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Representative, thank you very much, Captain. We really appreciate it. Representative Groomberg?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question for Ms. Carpinetti, a legal question. Oh, you better let Peggy know. If I could ask Ms. Carpinetti a question.
My name is Annie Carpinetti, and I rep the Criminal Division of the Department of Law.
Thank you very much for coming over. We really appreciate
You're welcome.
It. Okay. Representative Groomberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was thought that Representative Pruitt was going in a little different direction with this question. And the question was, why do we need this if we already have this as distracted driving? And I was going to follow up because there is a reason, I believe.
Yeah. If I could, please, yeah, because she made a comment that made me think that it was already somehow in there, and clarification of how this would be different, that would be very much appreciative.
Okay. We went through this in the anti-text messaging bill. Normally, the department, and this is kind of a leading question to you, normally they would have to show not only that you were using a cell phone, or in the other case, text messaging, but that it actually distracted you. And that's a harder burden to prove. This makes it distracted driving per se. And it's much more direct. It's easier for a jury. It's easier for judges' legal instructions, etc. And it's a much cleaner way of doing it. Ms. Carpinetti, am I right?
Through the chair, yes. I think when Ms. Cindy... Cindy Cashin was talking about distracted driving. She was, I think, describing their approach to safe driving in the state, not necessarily a particular statute.
Right, right.
Yeah. So that's why, I mean, I think it is considered distracted driving. I mean, it just as a practical matter.
But are you saying that it's not necessarily against the law, per se, to do some things that are distract you? I mean, even turning on the radio. I know of a boy that was in an accident. He wasn't even three blocks from home, but he was out in the country, and there's a T down at the end of that road. He knows there's a T at the end of that road, but he was going faster than he should have been, and he reached down to turn the, try to fiddle around with his radio, and bingo, he was in a terrible accident. That T came up quicker than he was thinking when he had his eyes down on the radio, and he was in the hospital for weeks because of that. And so it was, you know, that's not necessarily against the law, but it is definitely a distraction, even that. But I think what Ms. Cashin said was that that some distractions are worse distractions than others. And I think cell phones are up there compared to some of the other ones.
And there are a lot of behaviors like, as I think Ms. Cashin said, putting on your lipstick or looking for a book or looking for something in the back seat that we don't specifically prohibit. But there are, you know, there are statutes that prohibit negligent driving. And so that probably would draw a police officer's attention.
Cindy Cashin is shaking her head yes in the background. So Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was looking at Mr. Luckup when trooper gentleman was speaking, and he was shaking his head, and I was wondering if he had some information he wanted to share with us about now.
Thank you.
If he could come back up, please.
Introduce yourself again.
For the record again, my name is Jerry Luckup, Assistant Revisor of Statutes. The accepted practices that the trooper was talking about relate to the statute we passed about operating a vehicle with a screen device operating, which was Representative Gruenberg was involved in that bill a couple years ago, which dealt with, among other things, texting or watching a movie or anything. We provided exceptions in that statute for allowed some uses. For example, with a GPS device, you could use a GPS device. You could use a long-distance trucker could be using a data terminal to input information on his waypoints or something like that, and communications to his dispatcher through that. And there were a few others, including using a cell phone to look at the caller ID information on the cell phone. But none of that would have any impact on this bill. It would just say that you can't use a cell phone at all unless you're using the hands-free device portion of it. So having a cell phone up to your ear or punching in stuff, none of those exceptions or those defenses that we provided in the screen device operating bill would apply to this bill. And so you just wouldn't be able to use the cell phone at all under these circumstances unless you used it for, as provided with the hands-free device. So I didn't want anybody to get confused with the idea that these defenses that apply to the screen device statute are automatically going to apply over here, because they aren't. We haven't provided it for any of those exceptions to apply here.
Representative Peterson.
Follow up.
Thank
you, Madam Chair. So as long as you got the statute book there, is there a specific statute defining what is distracted driving, or do you know?
Through the chair, Representative Peterson, that was what Ms. Carpinetti was trying to explain. There is no crime of distracted driving. We have crimes of reckless or negligent driving. And so at times, if you allow yourself possibly to be so distracted by something that it rises to a level of negligent driving, then that could be an offense. But those normal things that people are doing where they're reaching over to adjust the music or adjust a CD or input a CD would probably not arise to that level. That said, for example, someone that's riding with their dog on the lap and knows that their dog doesn't do well riding on their lap, and this has gone on for quite some time, and that, you know, the dog is doing things to distract them as they're driving, that under certain factual situations, for example, that could even rise to a level of an offense under the negligent driving statute. But you'd have to have some other facts, I think, enter into that to make that decision.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't see any other questions. Thank you very much. We do have one other person that is online that would like to testify. Mitch Falk, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead and give us your name and affiliation and your comments on the bill.
My name is Mitch Falk, F-A-L-K. I own Bull Eagles. It's kind of ironic because I'm driving down Eagan Drive here. But I'd like to testify in favor of the bill. I think if we all put them away, it's not a bad thing. I've seen too many truck drivers driving down the road, talking, shifting, and driving, and I've done that myself, and I know how you steer. You steer with your knees, and that can't be a good thing. Our kids have a hard enough time learning how to drive in this town or anywhere as it is. Lack of driver's ed and everything else. And one more thing to distract them is if we took one more thing away, I don't think it would hurt anything. So that's basically all I have to say that I'd like. I'm definitely in support of the bill.
Thank you so much, Mitch. I really appreciate that. And Representative Peterson has a question for you.
All right.
Hi, Mitch. So if this bill or something similar to it were passed, would you provide hands-free devices for your delivery drivers?
I might just do that because everybody now, because of cell phones, have gotten used to using them. That's a way of life. It's a way of doing business. Radios are no longer a common thing, and a hands-free device is going to be necessary. Communication is still going to be necessary, whether you're a truck driver talking to dispatch, you're a business owner doing deals, or you're a pizza delivery guy trying to figure out where to go. So definitely we would provide hands-free devices for our drivers.
Okay, thank you. We have another follow-up. You have a follow-up?
Just follow-up. A comment. I remember I'm used to being the pizza delivery business myself, and I remember the first time one of my drivers showed up with his cell phone that was about the size of a shoe. And I said, what is that thing? And he said, everybody's going to have one of these someday. And I'm thinking, this guy's nuts. And so here we are 20 years later, and everyone has one, and they're 1/10 that size or 1/20th of that size. So, changes happen fast, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Representative Gruenberg has a question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair. I know that the Representative Peterson had a great pizza business in Anchorage, and it was very popular. And I just want you to know, Mr. Falk, that my wife Kayla and I are great fans and regular patrons of your restaurant. I probably shouldn't say that in the legislative hearing. But thank you for the great pizza.
Yes.
Thank you, and I appreciate it.
And thank you, because, I really expected that just about everybody in the private sector that called were going to be telling us why they didn't want us to pass this bill. So I really appreciate your comments.
Well, I've got lots of friends that are going to be unhappy if they hear I did this, but I told them I was going to do it anyway, and that's just how it is. I think we need to do something. There was a pretty good article yesterday. I believe it was on, the web somewhere, either Fox News or something, but it was talking about civility and cell phone use, and it's just getting worse and worse. And I think we need to rein it in there a little bit, or it's not going to stop.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mitch.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, I think that we have kind of batted around a lot of questions, a lot of thoughts, and we will get together, and next week we will hopefully have a committee substitute, and we'll be back, and we will hear more testimony hopefully next week. And if we can do that, we'll even pass it out of committee if we can get the feeling of everybody in the committee that we've gotten enough input from the public. And Representative Munoz?
Okay. Just a couple of things to summarize. There were three or four issues that we wanted to work on to get additional information prior to our next hearing. One was that I agreed to contact public safety with their input regarding the effective date. We heard from Cindy Cashin regarding the plan of communication and that your department can incorporate a communication plan into what you're already doing. And then the issue of primary offense versus secondary offense. I will work with Representative Peterson to clarify where we want to go on that issue. And then The other issue is the bicycle amendment that was brought up, and Representative Gruenberg and I will speak on that issue. Were there other issues that were discussed while I was out? And if so, if I can get your input now, then we'll bring all of those back next Tuesday.
I made the comment, and this is Representative Wilson speaking, I made the comment that I think that if we're going to have, if it's a subject that is important enough to bring it into law, then it should be, you know, a trooper should be able to stop for that primary reason. And, you know, otherwise we shouldn't be fogging it up with that unless we have determined that it was important enough that it is a primary offense. And I think, as far as I'm concerned, that would be a primary offense.
Okay.
And also, about minors using the cell phone. And I personally think that probably they have enough things to deal with when they're driving in a car without. I'd really like the little video that I saw on TV where the driver is talking to his teenage daughter. Well, first it's a little girl in the seat, and then she grows up. She's almost his teenage daughter. But anyway, he's saying, call me, but not when you're driving, you know. And I think that's pretty important for teenagers. They're learning. And when I was growing up, everybody took driver's training. And so they got to practice, and they took classes and all that, and they don't get that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's pretty important that they know that as they're going along, that they realize that driving is such a privilege that you do not talk on the telephone when you drive. Mm-hmm. And I think if they're taught that right off the bat, and they know they can't do it, it's against the law. It's easier for parents to enforce things, too, if they can say, now, you know that's against the law. I don't want you to get picked up for talking on that phone or something like that. So I think it's pretty important for us to look at it that way with teenagers.
Madam Chair, if I may,
that
point.
Representative Munoz.
This bill, though, covers all drivers, and we felt that it's important as a matter of fairness that if we're going to target just teenagers, then certainly adults.
Oh.
Should be willing to participate as well. And I feel very strongly about that. So I want it to apply to all.
Okay. Yes. I agree. I didn't mean for it to limit it. Okay. Representative Pruitt.
One other thing to think about along there is the discussion about the fact that there's a zero fiscal note, and there is a potential that if this does become, and I think Representative Peterson mentioned it, becomes primary, that it could increase the amount of traffic stops that could take place. So that just something else to think about as we come back next week. Will this have a larger impact on people being pulled over, things like that? So.
Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wonder if maybe Ms. Carpinetti feels at this point that she would like to comment on it, because as I recall, law has a zero fiscal note on this. And I'm wondering, if it's a primary, which the bill is, and that's what your fiscal note was for, even in the original bill, could you put on the record why you do not feel you'd need an additional appropriation?
Surely, certainly. This is Annie Carpinetti again from the Criminal Division of the Department of Law. It's not because it would be a primary or a secondary offense that we thought it would have a zero impact. It's the fact that the penalty is a violation. And we don't appear in court for most violations. They're handled by law enforcement officers. So it would not have an effect on our offices and our assistant DAs.
Madam Chair, the other
Representative Gruenberg.
The other fiscal note was from public safety. And we have on the line a representative of public safety, Captain Brinke. And I'm wondering if he, since he's on the line now, would care to comment. Because even in the original bill, it was a primary stop, and public safety.
So we probably don't need to hear from him if we aren't going to change that.
Well, I just want to put on the record that they, since the question was raised, I think we should put on the record that they do understand this and they do not need an additional appropriation. If we could ask Captain Brinke to answer that question, please.
Do you want to take over with me?
Yes. Oh, you, okay.
Captain Brinke, are you online? The Representative Grunberg has the question. Are you sure you understood the bill when you made out the fiscal note?
Yeah, this is Captain Brinke with the Department of the Public Safety, Chairman Wilson. Yes, we do also understand that. Also, we have Lieutenant Rodney Dial from our detachment down there in Southeast Alaska that's also on the phone, and he is the one that has prepared that fiscal note.
Madam Chair, maybe we could ask
Representative Grunberg, you would like to ask him if he understood that.
I just want to be very certain, since the question was raised by Representative Pruitt, so there's no question. If we could have Mr. Dial.
Lieutenant Dial, Representative Grunberg would ask you the same question.
Madam Chair, this is, for the record, this is Rodney Dial. I'm a lieutenant with the State Troopers in Ketchikan. I completed the fiscal note, and when we looked at this bill, we really looked at it as it would be an additional offense that our officers could cite for out while they're working traffic. However, it's really not going to change the amount of time that they have for working traffic enforcement. So, for example, if they have 20 minutes during the day to work patrol and traffic enforcement, this would just be one other offense that they'll be looking for. It may mean that we won't catch as many speeders because we're working more traffic stops for cell phone usage. We kind of looked at it in that context, in that our available, our traffic enforcement for the most part is as time allows currently, unless that's grant dedicated funding for, actually out there working traffic enforcement. So that's kind of the context that we put the fiscal note in.
Okay, thank you very much.
Madam Chair.
Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was going to ask you if this bill became law, how many points on your license would this be 2 points or 4 points, or do we need to designate that in the bill?
This is Lieutenant Dial through the chair. My understanding is that has not been set, and that most likely would be set by the courts, I believe.
Okay. Well, okay. It's something, Madam Chair, we need to think about, because that has a big effect on what car insurance costs to drive if you get points.
Well, I would think that it would just give people the same thoughts that they have now, that they better be careful if they want to keep the driver's license. So, do we have any comments from Department of Law about that point?
It wouldn't be any points now because it's not against the law now.
Right.
So if it were adopted, if this bill were enacted, making it a violation, then it would, and I'm embarrassed to say, I don't know who sets the points in the point system, but I will find out.
Okay, and we have someone, Jerry knows, so we'll have Jerry come forward then. Thank you very much, Annie.
Hi, I'm Jerry Luckup, Assistant Revisor of Statutes again. 2815-221 sets up the point system and provides for the Commissioner of either Administration or Public Safety, I'll have to look in the back, to assign the points based upon a recognition of the severity of the offense. And so they do that with every new offense that's created. They just designate a point level. I imagine it would be something akin to other basic offenses, which are usually 2 points at a minimum.
So, Jerry, we wouldn't have to deal with that in the bill because that is something that they would do automatically.
Through the chair, or Madam Chair, the legislature has typically never set point values. There have been one or two occasions where we decided that something was extremely bad, and we basically directed the commissioner to assign a value of 6 or something to something like that. But the legislature has never gotten into that process, and they do it by the regulatory authority.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Any other comments by anyone? Representative Munoz.
One other comment. On the hands-free inclusion in the bill, that was kept in this bill because when we worked on the legislation last year, as you recall, that there was an amendment to Representative Dugan's bill based on testimony that we heard from commercial operators.
That was your amendment.
I think it was my amendment. That's right. That's right. And that's why we preserved it in this
right.
bill. That's okay.
Okay. And seeing no other comments or questions, I do really appreciate Jerry from Ledge Legal coming over and Annie from the Department of Law. Thank you very much. We had you guys come over at a beckon, and you came right away, and we really appreciate it. And Cindy was here. We called on them out of the split second here. So, Representative Munoz.
Thank you. And before we close today, Kendra Kloster in my office asked me to make sure that the record reflects that we have received a lot of testimony, written and phone testimony, in support of the bill, and that the Alaska Police Officers Association is on record in support. The Alaska Association of Chiefs of Police, the Women Police of Alaska, and several individuals and community organizations. So, thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. And so next week we will hear this bill on Tuesday, March 8th, and we will also hear the transportation infrastructure bills and the transportation fund. And those were my bills, and we will hear them next Tuesday and carry it on to next Thursday if needed, but we will have testimony on both bills. So thank you very much, and we will adjourn at 2:36.